Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 13th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I am doing well. Let's start with the biggest test yet of the young football season, Saturday at Boone Pickens Stadium when Boise State comes to town.
You bet. This is a real battle and a very important game for OSU and Boise State, for that matter. Both ranked teams and both needing a win, so we're excited.
And Burns, let's turn to Oklahoma State's alumni. Big honors on the way for a handful of graduates.
That's right, Kelly. The Distinguished Alumni Awards are coming up. We have seven graduates that we're going to honor. First, Isabel Baker of Tahlequah, who was a longtime public school teacher, went to OSU and has served as an OSU regent. Michael Carolina, who was a 67 OSU graduate and now heads, and for quite some time, the Oklahoma Center for Advancement of Science and Technology. And Anita Hill, which I think most have heard of, earned her undergraduate degree here at OSU and then went on to Yale Law School and is currently a professor at Brandeis University. And Oglesby has had a successful career at Phillips 66 and today is the vice president of technology. Bill Self, who a lot of our folks know, played basketball here at OSU, was also an assistant coach and is the coach at the University of Kansas, having won an NCAA title a few years ago. And then Diane and Steve Tuttle had successful careers in the oil and gas energy industries and remain active in the community of Tulsa. So we're looking forward to honoring all those outstanding individuals.
And Burns, the OSU events just keep on coming.
Yeah, they do. We have had two special events on Tuesday. We recognized alumnus Dean Stringer and his family at the Edmund Lowe Library. Dean gave an incredible gift of four faculty chairs in arts and sciences. He was, of course, a graduate of OSU, then got his law degree at Harvard. He's the only person to serve as president of the Student Government Association, president of the OSU Alumni Association, chairman of the OSU Foundation Board of Trustees, and chairman of the OSU A&M Board of Regents. He also has had a major impact on OSU Oklahoma City, so congratulations to Dean. Also Tuesday, I was in Tulsa for a major announcement. The Ann and Henry Zarrow Foundation pledged the 13 floors of the Legacy Plaza West Tower to OSU Center for Health Sciences and the Tulsa Family and Children's Services. OSU will have the top five stories of the building. The space will house various programs that are tackling mental health and addiction issues. And then Saturday, we will break ground on the Greenwood Music School, which will be attached to the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. That's thanks to a major gift from Ann and Mike Greenwood. We will have top-tier facilities for our outstanding music program. Both the McKnight Center and the Greenwood Building will open in the fall of 2019. And Kelly, I know you've got the fall pledge drive coming up. Ann and I are certainly going to renew our pledge to KOSU, and we hope all your listeners will do the same and continue the excellence that they're receiving.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.